Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, seeing as how my retirement plan for selling off all of our Trader Joe's bags doesn't seem to be working out, I thought we had that nailed for sure. Is your house like mine, where you've got way more shopping bags than you'll ever use? And we don't even have to do that here. You know, there's other states where they actually make you use the reusable shopping bags. Otherwise, they charge you. And even so, we were in Washington. They charge 8 cents a bag. And I said one time, we had just stopped into Walmart and forgot, you know what I mean, that we'd forgotten to bring bags. And I was like, we can afford it. We can afford the 8 cent plastic bag, which, while yes, 8 cents seems like it's a lot, you know, it's not. So, and then I saw, man, and if you don't know what I'm talking about with this Trader Joe's thing, the $2.99 canvas Trader Joe's bags are apparently there is a limited run of them that are, for whatever reason, selling for nearly $100 on eBay. And I thought, yeah, we could turn a profit, but apparently it's not going to work out for me that way. So here we are. Thanks for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Thanks for paying my mortgage. My wife thanks you as well. It's 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
You didn't know this was a global announcement, did you, Adrian? You didn't know. Global.
I did not.
No, it's happening right. It says right here, global announce. 7 o'clock this morning, Pacific time. That's now. Well, 3 minutes ago. Megan Thee Stallion, a hot girl summer tour. Guess what song I'm playing in a minute? Megan Thee Stallion going out on tour with Glorilla. Will be coming to MGM Grand Garden Arena Saturday, June 22nd. Tickets go on sale. The global public on sale Friday at 10 a.m. local time. Well, guess what we just happen to have? Is it winning before you can buy them tickets?
I think
what?
So.
Of course. Now, we all know this is a good time. This is a good time to make it. See, I tell you, this show, we strive on occasion be educational as well as entertaining. You know that the Stallion, that would be incorrect. Megan Thee Stallion shouldn't be that way. You know, but that's a boy horse, right?
Oh, I did not. Look at you.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that it was gender. I just thought the Stallion's
gonna,
a horse.
Oh, this game's going to be fun. This game's going to be good. No, male horse is Stallion. Female horse is mare. Or a dam, as the case may be. I asked you moments ago to write down three animals. Give me one of them.
Koala.
All right, smart. Oh, I don't have that in here. I don't have a koala.
How about the rabbit?
Okay, good. Do you know what a male rabbit is?
A rabbit, a bunny.
No, a male rabbit is buck. Yeah, and a female rabbit is doe.
I have no idea why I'm writing this down, but
like deer. Yeah, I'm not sure because there's not a test later. There's not a test later. So, listen, I want to play a game. I want to find out what y'all know. Win them before you can buy them. Literally just announced globally, even. Megan Thee Stallion tickets right now with Glorilla, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Clear your schedule for Saturday, June 22nd. Caller number 25 right now. And we'll just find out how stupid we are, all that we all are together. Because I didn't know rabbit was buck and doe. I didn't. And I honestly, I thought I'd be pretty good at this game. I'm not.
Me either.
I'm not. After looking at it, I'm like, wow, man. I grew up in the woods. I grew up with people who shot at stuff. I don't sweat people who hunt, especially people who eat it.
Yeah.
I don't sweat them. I just always think, what kind of contest is this? You can't lose. The worst you could do is tie. What kind of sport, you know? And that's why it's not attractive to me. But I grew up with plenty of people who did it, and therefore you would think I would know that a male rabbit was a buck. But okay, what's your other one? What else you got?
Let's go. My third animal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pigeon.
I don't think that's in here either. It's not.
Shark?
I don't know. Rat with wings. That's what pigeon is. Give me more.
Weekday mornings. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hi. You get the very first pair of tickets for Megan Thee Stallion, the Hot Girl Summer Tour.
I'm excited.
And we're only allowing hot girls, so thank God you called. Thank God it was you. Thank God.
I'm so excited.
I know. We're excited for you. Now, here's the trade-off. You have to play our stupid game. Are you ready?
I'm down for it. I'm down.
Okay, let's go. Can you tell me... Okay, let's try something easy. Can you tell me what a male bee is called? Do you know what a male bee is called?
No, I didn't even know there was a difference.
males are called drones, and the females are the workers.
Really?
Of course they are, except for the queen, which is the queen, obviously. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, wow.
I know. Did you know?
I wonder if that's why drones sound like bees.
I don't know. I'm not getting that deep into it. Do you know what a male cat is called? The only reason I'm doing this is because Megan Thee Stallion is not a stallion. I mean, it's 2024. You can be whatever you want. Yeah, you know what I mean? Whatever you want to identify as,
yes.
you be whatever you want. But I'm just saying, it's incorrect on some level. Do you know what a male cat is called?
I don't know. A feline?
A tom. Do you know what a female cat is called?
Oh, okay. You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah. Do you know what a female cat is called? This game sucks so bad. But
it does.
Oh, sure it does. Yeah, no, it's just really, we're made to make us all look stupid. Do you know what a female cat is called?
I don't know. A duchess?
No, but you're close. A queen.
Oh.
Who knew? Honest to God, I never knew that. Okay, let's try an easy one. Do you know what a male chicken is called?
A rooster.
Yes. And do you know what a female chicken is called?
A hen.
All right. See, now we're on it. Here we go.
Yeah, I got that one.
Did you say squirrel earlier?
Close. Pigeon.
No, what was the buck and doe one?
Rabbit.
That was rabbit.
Rabbit.
So if you remember what the rabbit was, do you know what a male deer is called?
Isn't that one also called a buck?
And do you know what a female deer is called?
A doe.
See, I'm trying to help you because you're a nice person. I didn't want you to look dumb.
Thank you.
One more. Oh, this is hard. Do you know what a male fox is called?
No.
A dog, which is really confusing. Do you know what a female...
Really?
Yeah, do you know what a female fox is called?
I hope it's not a cat.
A vixen. A vixen.
You know, that kind of makes sense.
And
a little bit for certain things.
And in the background, my friends are all sending me dirty names for different animals. And it's like... And can I tell you this? I wouldn't have, the first one, I just blew it off. The second one, I just blew it off. The third one, I know what a female cat's called. It's like, all right, scumbag.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Hello, Maria.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready for your 177-second survey?
Of course.
Well, then let's start. I'm okay. I may have reached critical mass on this now. I may have gone about as far as I can go. I may be at terminal velocity. You know when they say if you jump out of an airplane, you only go so fast? You know, and then that's it. They call it terminal velocity, and then you don't go any faster. You just, you know, go. Travis Kelce, they're saying that he may host a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And I think... I'm all for people doing stuff and being successful and whatnot, but I think I'm out. How do you feel about this? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I think I'm out too. I think he's overrated.
I don't have a problem with Travis Kelce. I'm good with all of it. It's like, bro, you need to play football now. That's all. That's all for me. I'm happy for him, but then I was like, you're still playing football, right? Do you need to be hosting a game show? I don't know. I don't know that we need to have him everywhere. There's also word. Have I gotten sour all of a sudden? Have I gotten salty? There's word of a new live-action Popeye movie. Thumbs up or thumbs down on that? Maria?
Yeah.
Did you forget?
Sorry, that I think I lost you.
Did you forget that the questions are coming to you? there's talk.
Sorry, I'm just nervous now.
No, that's good. There's talk that there's a new live action Popeye movie. Do you care about that at all?
Oh my God, not really. I don't think I've seen Popeye since I was like 6 years old, and I'm 36 now, so not really.
See, that was my next question of, let me ask Adrian this. Adrian, what does Popeye eat?
Spinach.
Okay, so you do know that.
That's it.
How old are you?
30.
Okay, yeah. What's Popeye's girlfriend's name?
Have no idea.
Right? Do you know Popeye's girlfriend's name, Maria?
Nope, I have no idea.
See, I think they've missed the window on this. On Popeye. Olive oil, by the way.
That's the name of her?
That's her name, yeah.
But wouldn't you do it then? Because no one knows. It's been a long time, at least. At least it's not something that's super recent, like a new Superman every 5 years.
So you think you could throw it in there and people go, oh, this is new?
I think so.
That's not dumb.
I don't think they have any more new ideas. That's the problem.
That's it. we're officially fresh out of ideas. There's nothing new. What do you think about that? Did you know Popeye's girlfriend's name? Did I ask you that?
No.
Yeah, all right. And then the other question, here's where this came up. They said that it's possible that your inbox full of unread emails could be affecting you, your mental health, and your physical health, that like if people use their inbox like a to-do list, they're more likely to forget about stuff and let it fall to the wayside. That could be a problem, like when it's a reminder to pay a bill or to, you know, get a checkup or something like that. Do you know how many unread emails you have in your inbox?
I think I have like 25,000.
Unread?
Yeah. They're all spam and stuff, so I don't really check it.
That's awesome. All right. Well, can you remember to show up here at the appointed date for Teddy Swims? It's going to be a lovely time.
Of course.
I heard Adrian's going to the boss trying to get pizza, which is...
I'm excited for the pizza.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah. I'll tell you, the way there's pizza is if Adrian's buying. That's the only way. I don't know. They may have figured something out. I don't know. But regardless, Teddy Swims. So you've got that going for you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
That was that guy Knox that we had in the last time we did one of these. Everybody hang out in the conference room and they're going to play for you. But for the record, Adrian, do you remember what the food was?
Pizza.
Was there pizza?
Yes, that's why I brought it up. I swear to you.
Did you buy?
No. Oh, did I buy chip?
Just asking. There was pizza?
Yes. Cheese and pepperoni.
Oh, wow.
We doing it big, baby.
How did I miss that? That's funny. So there may be pizza this time around. It doesn't matter. Teddy Swims, your final chance to get into that thing coming up in just a moment. Hey, Shelby.
Hi, how are you?
First of all, doing great. Second of all, thank you for taking time and hanging out for a minute today. Third of all, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Well, because there was a lot in your email, and the more that it went along, I just went, oh, I can only imagine, because this is, I could just tell because you were telling me everything.
Yeah, I was trying to be as detailed as possible.
Oh, and but I could just tell that you're just, it's upsetting. So your son is in sixth grade? Or is he beyond
sixth? Yeah, he's in sixth grade.
He is in sixth.
He's in sixth grade going into seventh grade.
Okay. And right before spring break, why'd he hit this kid in the face?
Honestly, I have no idea. Like, he told me they were roughhousing at library. It got worse. And then, like, he took it upon himself to punch him in the face because he thought he was defending himself. I'm like, you guys were playing. Like, that's, like, I don't understand how it got that bad. Like, what made you think that? And he was like, well, he grabbed my shirt and tried to trip me. And I'm like, oh, you thought he was going to embarrass you. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, that's not a reason to hit somebody.
Right.
So for the record,
in sixth grade, I have experience in this genre. In sixth grade, my buddy Jay Wilcox and I were screwing up. We were in line for something. I don't remember what it was. We ended up shoving each other. And punches were thrown. We each threw a shot. And Jay Wilcox was one of my best friends. And we both ended up, back then, we had corporal punishment in our school. And we got the teacher brought out the hackboard. Adrian's shocked. Dude, no, our teacher, Mr. Oliver, had a board that was, what's that, half an inch, three quarter thick?
Yeah.
Right there, about that. Yeah, and he drilled he curved it and drilled holes in it so there would be no air cushioning the hackboard against your backside.
Oh,
yeah. And so we had to self-hack. we had to hit ourselves in the calf. And it was rough. I get how these things happen. You know, you're young and you're hormonal and whatever.
Yeah.
So now fast forward, spring break, he goes back to school. Everything's okay, right?
Yeah, everything's okay. And then he says his older brother wants to fight him at the dance, but his older brother doesn't go to this school. He goes to the school that he wants to go to.
How old is the older brother?
He's a grade older than him.
Okay. And then, he's not allowed to go to the dance anyway.
Yeah, my son told I told him to go tell. Like, I emailed the principal, too. And then he said, okay, he's not going to dance. But then now I'm like, okay, well, he wants to go to school next year, and the kid goes there. And when I went to school, like, if somebody beat up my little sister, I'm going to, you know, try to do whatever. I was like, this is what little boy's doing, which I understand, but I just want to fix it. So I'm like, maybe I can go up to the grandma, or should I just make him go to a different school? I don't know. Like, pretty stressed at this point.
But they're cool, right? The brother, your son
and the boys.
Yeah, that he hit. They're cool.
Not, yeah. Yeah, but the older brother still wants to fight him.
I love this. For some reason, I love this. Just, it makes me feel, it's like, feels like home.
Yeah, exactly.
But, God, what a nightmare for you. Well, and now, and kids don't fight right now. This whole 10-on-1 and you know, and when they go to the ground, you're kicking them in the head and stuff like that. There's something weird. Like, nobody's been taught any class, for lack of a better term. that you don't, exactly. You just don't do that. You know, I was reading about, there was this happened with a girl the other day, and she's got a busted skull, and she hasn't come out of it yet. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, Shelby, that's not helping much, is it? Sorry.
We don't
need any of this. All right. Well, good luck. We'll start taking calls, and then we'll talk soon.
Awesome. I'll be listening.
Yeah, let us know how it all turns out.
I will. I'll email you.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll talk soon. Thank you. Okay, so what do you do? Now, what do you do? Dang it. Shelby also said that, I think Shelby had said that she was going to the dance. That she was going to go and chaperone. I don't remember. Maybe I misread that. But okay, but if your kid's in that spot, what do you do? 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, hello, Isabel.
Hello.
Hi, that was a long way around on Shelby's story. It's a really short deal. Shelby's kid hit another kid in the face. The other kids, they're cool. Shelby's kid and the kid that he hit, they're cool. But the older brother wants to exact revenge. and it's an age-old tale, isn't it? I mean, this goes as long as kids have been screwing around. What do you suppose you do? Well, she was also singing at the dance. Do I talk to the grandma? I didn't cover this part with her. Do you talk to the grandma at the dance and let her know that what my son did was unacceptable and that we would like to repair the relationship between all the boys? Or do you think I should just send my son to a different school?
I would definitely not send my kid to a different school. Because that's going to be more of a hassle for myself. Mm-hmm. I would just talk to the grandma and be like, look, a situation happened. It is what it is. I'm so sorry. I talked to my son about it. But, like, I don't know. I feel like that's part of life growing up, right? Like, you get in little fights or little threats. I don't know. But I would not make my son go to a whole different school just because of this one incident.
No. And I also, the kid that got hit, that's okay with all this, he kind of needs to cover this over too. You know, I mean, he needs to smooth this too.
Right.
That was my thought. But
yeah,
I also wonder if older brother isn't maybe just a lot of hot air.
Right. Know? He just might have some attention and just using this as an excuse to get it. And that's fine. But you're not going to hit my kid at the end of the day, but I'm not going to change a school. So I don't know.
Yeah.
One of those weird situations.
And for the record, Shelby, like I said, it was a long email and she had, and I'm sure you heard her say it. She was like, I wanted to make sure you had all the details. And boy, do I. But she was also, she wanted to make sure that her son knew what actual self-defense was. And
right.
You know, and maybe this is a good time to teach a little of that too. I know that, I did get the growing up lesson. And I have been in one fight in my life and I was 21 years old and it was a quick and dirty in a nightclub bathroom. I've literally been in one fight in my life. But both my mother and my father and my grandparents were like, yeah, if you get in a fight, here's what you do.
Right.
I don't know. We've got you hooked up for the Teddy Swims thing where there may or may not, according to Adrian, may or may not be pizza. So, but I don't think we care about the pizza. Do we care about the pizza?
Not really, no.
I mean, I love pizza, but yeah, you know, come for the Teddy Swim, stay for the pizza.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Good. Hang on 1 second. Mona Lisa, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure you're not wrong here. What's your advice?
I think the mom should stay out of it. Let the boys handle it, and do not go to the dance. And I definitely would not move my child out of a school because of it.
No. And monitor the situation, obviously.
Well, yes. I just went through this with my daughter, unfortunately. A girl.
girls are worse. Girls are 1,000 times worse. When I was a step.
They are.
Oh, my God. When I was a step, I had the, she was like 5th through 8th grade. Oh, no. It was awful. It was middle school girls, especially, are the worst for this kind
of. It was the worst. You're going to think I'm bad because I told her you're probably going to have to get into a fight with one. Otherwise, to put an end to it, because it just kept growing and growing. Like, 2 girls started, now 4 girls are after, then 5. And I said, you're going to have to put one down for him to back off. Am I a bad mom?
No. I just don't know the rules anymore. That's the part.
It stopped it. It stopped it. Thankfully, and my daughter has such sweet fighting etiquette. She pulled, somehow the girl's shirt came off, and she let her put it back on, and then they continued.
That's awesome. Good for her, and good for you, because that means you obviously you taught her, you learned her good. You brought her up
well,
right.
Because it just kept growing, and I'm like, yeah. I'm not an advocate for girls fighting, especially any fighting, but girls especially. But it just, you know, I said, it's just going to keep growing if you don't put one in their place. And she's very athletic and stuff, so she did, and it's all under control now.
Yeah, I remember, I'm not kidding, I remember the big controversy at our school, and here's me being the old guy, here's your old white guy statement for the day. The big controversy at our school was that one guy brought a chain to a fight, and then the other guy slammed his head into a windshield. And the rule was, that it's one-on-one, and you don't bring anything else into it. It's one-on-one with your fists, and you settle
it. That's how it used to be, exactly.
Right.
I'm born and raised here, and I went to the old Gorman, and when it was fight, there was a certain time. Everyone stood around, watched it, and once one was winning, then the friends pulled everyone apart.
You know, and
it was one-on-one, no... 2 to 3, 4, 5, 6. That's not even right.
No.
Nobody's a man in that fight.
I'm looking for old people music in my stuff. I don't have it. I'm looking for like the old. Well,
anything
back
80.
In my day. Well, that's how we used to. It was a better time. It was simple. All right. Have a great day. Thank you, Mona Lisa. You're awesome.
You too. Have a good one. Love you guys.
Love you back. Okay, now this is really funny. I swear to you, we haven't changed format. However, if you are 50 or over, okay, 50 or over, or you know someone who is, that wants to be part of the biggest thing outside of basketball at Aces Games over the last, was it just last year or the year before as well? But over the last couple of years has been the High Rollers. And there's auditions, everything you need to know about that. And I'm not kidding. It's the besides, you know, your Asia Wilsons and your Chelsea Grays and your Kelsey Plums and the rest of the team, besides your back-to-back world champions, the biggest thing that happens at an Aces game is this. And you can be a part of it, and we'll tell you how in a minute.
3, 2, 1.
Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I've been at a slow, you know, like when the pot starts to bubble and then, you know, and things get warmer and warmer. And then now I'm ready to boil over now with Aces season. As back-to-back world champions going for a three-peat. This is so fun. John Maxwell, what's your role? What's your title?
Vice President of Media Relations.
And best friend of Chet Buchanan.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. True. Vice President?
Yep. Got a bump.
That's impressive.
I know.
Who's the president of Media Relations?
There isn't one, so maybe next.
See, I'm just here to help. Justice, I always say I'm here to help. And Justice, somebody was asking, what's Justice's title? And I said, I don't know.
Well,
I'm officially the executive assistant for the president, and then I also am the director of the High Rollers.
That's true. And you got my ring size, right?
I did.
You did? Okay,
I
good.
I did indeed.
That's so fun. It's so fun to talk about. And you know what I do when I get the ring size thing? I go to somebody that I don't know, and then
very impressed.
It's a 14 and a half, if anybody was asking. It's a 14 and a half.
I tried to see if they would let me put it on my wrist and create like a bracelet out of it.
Yes.
But they only go up to a certain size. So I was very disappointed.
Oh, there's got to be I know a guy. We can alter after we get them.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's yours.
No, we could do that. So I guess first things first. So we were talking, Mr. Maxwell and I were talking off the air, single game tickets. There's an announcement coming, but I don't know if you heard, season tickets sold out. Now, somebody said, does that mean that we can't get tickets at all? No, that's not what that means.
It is not what that means. There will be a certain number of single game tickets available for the 19 games at Michelob Ultra Arena. And then we've got the one game at T-Mobile Arena, which obviously seats about 7,000 more than we seat at Michelob Ultra. So that's your best bet. And then, of course, the secondary market. There will be people who can't attend games who have season tickets. But
sure.
Yeah, first team in WNBA history to sell out at season ticket allotment, and that's a pretty big deal.
I will tell you, and my whole thing on this, I'm the public address announcer for the Aces. And so we have a little fraternity. Like, I'm sure the PR guys, you know, you guys all talk. And so we have a PA announcers fraternity that we all talk in. And oh my, so when it came down that the Aces were the first ones to quote unquote sell out of season tickets, how many is that? They asked. I said, 8,500. Suck it. And they were like, oh my God. So, and the building holds about 10,000, give or take. And so there's going to be about 1,500 seats per game available. And news on that should be coming shortly.
Well, I would get it once it news gets out, I would get on it quickly because it's not really 1,400 seats available because players get tickets. Chet Buchanan gets tickets, visiting teams, league, TV. So it's really just going to be a couple of hundred, 200 to 300 available for each of the Michelob Ultra Arena games because a lot of those other tickets are already spoken for in a number of other ways. So it's going to be a packed house at the house.
And that building rocks. When that building gets going, it rocks. I'm telling you. Then on top of that, and Justice, I don't know who, by the way, who has a fabulous new haircut.
thank you.
We were, in addition to all of your other duties, you are the, what do we call you? The director, the creator, the HBIC
I like that one.
Of the High Rollers. You're the HBIC of the High Rollers.
Yes.
Which, and what are the High Rollers?
So the High Rollers are a dance team comprised of 50-plus men or women. This is going on our third year, and we're super excited. And we have auditions coming up this Friday and Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd.
How many are in your group?
So we typically take about 21 that perform each game on the floor.
I'll tell you this. Can I tell you something that I've noticed?
Yes.
It's almost too good. You've done too good. You've done too good of a job. That's what's funny. Because the fun part, can I make a request? Can we just have one or two that have no idea what they're doing out there? Can we do that? Can we just have, can we have a couple that you don't tell them when practice is? And then they just show up at the game and they kind of half know the routine? Can we do that?
I think sometimes we still get those that don't know half the routines. So.
But I think that's okay. I think that's part of the charm.
Yeah. I mean, we don't require any kind of dance background or any kind of professional dance experience. So it's if you feel in the mood to groove and you got it and you can break it down low without needing a hip replacement, you know?
No,
come on out.
I might need a hip replacement. I need somebody who's dragging a foot out there. You know, that's what I need. Or you could just throw me out there.
Giving my centerpiece. I like that.
It's a fine line between makes it more fun and this is just really bad. And I think that would cross that line. If somebody does want to audition, they want to be a part of it. How do they do it?
Yes, you can go online to our lasvegasaces.com/highrollers, and the registration form should be there. And feel free to register. Registration will be closing tomorrow or until we get to 200 registry.
Right. And that's not out of the realm of possibility.
We're very close.
How many is it?
Yes.
Really? Wow. And then you're doing auditions this weekend, right?
Yes, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
you've got to be able to go to both Friday and Saturday's sessions in the afternoon.
Yes, from about 2:30.
Are you committed or aren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, how bad do you want it? Seriously.
You get to see Chet Buchanan 20 times a year, no, plus playoffs.
Luckily for them, their back is turned to me. So that's, you know, they don't have to worry about that. No, and then Aces season starts. Shoot, we're under a month out, aren't we? Is it the 14th?
It's a training camp.
Oh, no, I was thinking
2 months till the start of the regular season. But
I got ahead of myself. I was all excited.
Don't scare us, because we would prefer an extra couple of days here to prepare, because it's sneaking up on us.
This is how excited I am, because I thought it was middle of April. It's middle of May. It's May 14th is our first game against Phoenix at Michelob Ultra Arena. Soon enough, though. It's so good to see you guys.
Good to see you too.
All right, have fun. They have to go do TV. And we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I get the idea that these guys were genius, like Italian Job genius. One of my favorite movies, by the way, Italian Job. I get the idea that these guys are Italian Job genius, but just not quite. You know why? Because this is real life. This isn't a movie. Back in October, the Royal Lancers and Nottinghamshire Yeomanry Museum got busted into, right? This guy named Graham Gallen. He even sounds like a good thief. Graham Gallen. You see, you know, it's like they made that for a movie. So they cut a hole in the floor with the idea of, you know, that they... Oh, I thought that they cut the hole so they could get in, you know, and get the stuff and then get out with the antiques. No. Apparently, Graham never entered the museum, but was grabbing objects using a tool and a camera. However, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is so dumb. So apparently, there's this chalice, right? A chalice. Isn't that like a big, like a goblet, like a cup? A chalice? Isn't that what that is? So he really wanted this chalice. My guess, I might even say that the chalice was the idea that they did this in the first place, but don't, you know, you'd have to talk to Graham about that. They tried to get the chalice through the hole, right? So then they get it to the hole, but they can't get it through the hole. Make sense? At some point, they stop using the tool, and somehow Graham's DNA gets on the chalice that they have not made the hole big enough to get. So some of the stuff that they stole, they haven't recovered yet. But Graham is busted because his DNA, because the chalice, the hole wasn't big enough. Police are investigating possible accomplices. And yeah, that's... why didn't you... Okay, but after you figured it out, you can't make the hole bigger, right? I mean, didn't... I don't know. I don't know. This is the thing. That's why I'm not a criminal.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, you ever have that moment, maybe recently, maybe just like a couple of seconds ago, where you're jamming out at a red light and then you realize somebody's watching you rocking out, like where you're singing at the top of your lungs and all that. This is like, oh, I thought it was, okay. Cops kind of out in the country, rural, they described it, rural Minnesota. The cops got a report last Tuesday of an old man walking down the side of the road with a shotgun. Okay? That's probably not good. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, it's Minnesota, so what? No, it's probably still not good. The person who called it in said it seemed sus. So because the guy, in their view, tried to hide the gun as they drove by. So a cop goes by to check it out. I imagine tensions are high because you think this is going to be a guy with a gun, right? So eventually, they find a man who fits the description. The only problem is no shotgun, right? It was just an old dude trying to get his walk in, and he had a walking stick with him. So they're like, well, but why did you try to hide it?
because it made people think it was a shotgun because, you know, why are you hiding your walking stick? Well, here's the deal. He had his AirPods in, right? And he was listening to music and he was playing air guitar with his stick. And then when he realized dude went by and saw him, then of course he was like, ah! And tried to hide, you know, the stick because he was air guitaring and he got caught. And that's why it seemed sus. No word on what he was listening to. You know, but I get this. I totally get this. And hopefully next time. What was that dude that used to be at the corner of Mr. Happiness? Remember Mr. Happiness? It wasn't air guitar. It was real guitar. And it was full on. He was doing his thing. Remember that dude up the corner of Sahara and Fort Apache back in the day? People who lived in Vegas long enough. Yeah, that's making you smile right now, too.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Some people, this is going to make their heads explode. Other people, you will thrust your fist into the air and you will find this cause for celebration. Now ride with me on this though, whichever side you're on, ride with me on this because it makes a little bit of sense. Eddie Vedder, okay, Pearl Jam guy. Eddie Vedder, he's a smart guy. Eddie's a good guy. And I say this from experience. I was there. I was there, man. Back in the day in Seattle, I was through all of that stuff. And Eddie, strangely enough, Eddie Vedder and I have mutual friends. I would not proclaim to know Ed, but I think that if the two, we'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. You. Eddie Vedder took one of his daughters to a Taylor Swift concert. And he approves. Eddie approves. Now, okay, to the point of Eddie says this reminds him, because Pearl Jam became mainstream, but they started out when they were Mookie Blaylock back in the early, they were kind of punk rock, right? They're like they, and grunge was kind of a, I don't know, what do you call that? As it goes along, you know, a transformation or a continuation of punk rock a little bit. So he said it reminded him of that because he was like, yeah, all of back when I started out, it was just a bunch of misfits. It was being aligned with all the misfits, he said. Now, some of you are rolling your eyes, but hear him out. Eddie goes on to say, making friendship bracelets with my daughter and the generosity of these young girls and boys trading these bracelets with different messages on them and helping each other to put them together. And with the lyrics and the song titles and the different messages and the acts of goodwill on these little bracelets, they had found their tribe. They were all agreeing on something. It was galvanizing and it was very powerful. Now, I will also tell you this. Eddie Vedder is a very deep thinker, but I'm okay. Two things. Number one, I don't know that he's wrong. He's right. I think he's right. Now, do you want to take another leap and say that Taylor Swift is punk rock? Maybe in a form.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, in a minute, I'm going to tell you how Winnie the Pooh got his name, the whole thing's messed up. I'm just telling you, if you don't already know the story, then yeah, no, you'll find out. It's messed up. Everything is bigger in Texas, including how many Dairy Queens they have. I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is. Texas has 581 Dairy Queens. Man, that's a lot of Dairy Queens. That's almost 600 Dairy Queens. I know Texas is big, but that's a lot of Dairy Queens. That is more than twice the state that has the second most. Who has the second most? Adrian's nodding his head. He knows. Adrian's home state of Ohio, where they got Dairy Queens and meth. And it's... they have 255 Dairy Queens. He's like, if I wasn't working on something right now, I would so come in there and give you a beating. So Texas, 581 Dairy Queens. Ohio, 255. Houston alone has 25 Dairy Queens. 25! That franchisee is rolling in it. The Netherlands set up a fake communist political party back in the 60s to help them spy on China. Why is the Netherlands... Does the Netherlands really want it? Do those freaky deaky Dutch, do they want to pick that fight with China? I don't know. That seems like a bad idea. Winnie the Pooh. You ready for this? No, I'm going to tell you in a minute. There was a British remake of that 70s show called Days Like These. That 70s show was huge for us, right? It was almost identical to the American version. Word for word. Canceled after 6 episodes. Part of that might be that Britain doesn't really... They don't let shows go. They like miniseries type stuff. Did you know that the British Office, which we've heard, you know, legendary, right? Ricky Gervais, all that. The British Office was only 14 episodes. That was it. 14. Half a season, basically. The U.S. version, just for comparison, that 70s show, 200 episodes. The Office in the U.S., 201 episodes. So... All right. The most expensive cheese in the world is made from a rare breed of donkey milk in Serbia. These are the weirdest More You Know Before We Go ever. The most expensive cheese in the world is made from donkey milk. I'm out, by the way. It's called, I'm not sure how you say this, P-U-L-E, Poulet cheese. It should be poulet, but I bet it's not. I bet it's pool. You know why I think it's pool and not poulet? Donkey milk. And it costs $1,100 a pound, and I don't care. You know why? Donkey milk. I'll eat my crackers dry, thank you. I don't even need a beverage. I'll just sit there and spit crumbs all over the place because it's dry. Because how come you're eating the dry crackers? You don't have a beverage. Well, because I don't want no donkey milk cheese. That's funny. A donkey milk is funny to me, and I don't know why. Winnie the Pooh was named after a real bear named Winnie. See? At the London Zoo, here's what's funny, though. Winnie the Pooh is boy. Winnie the Pooh, the Winnie at the London Zoo was female. And okay, great. Identifies however he wants. Doesn't matter. Some more you know before we go. Let's get out of here, shall we? Think about this. You're halfway through the week if you rock this hard. So get after it. Have a great day. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.